And welcome to Season 10, Episode 14 of Swimming with the Fish. This is Crutch on a very hot, sultry night in April. And we are once again together, the Chief, the Goon, and myself. Chief, how are you today, sir?
I do love animals that love me back. I have found that pugs are not those animals.
I believe that there's a whole evening worth of story here. You are right now fostering, or you're not really fostering, you're babysitting.
Yes, I would not foster this.
So the chief is not happy babysitting. What kind of dog is it?
A pug.
Oh. Those are the ones that have the little smashed-in looking faces, right?
Yes.
Is it possible because they got punched because they're that kind of dog? You know, and it just became a genetic trait?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Goon, how are things going with you, buddy? Because I know.
Yeah. Well, here at Stately Goon Manor, we are on auxiliary power. And running the internet from emergency manual monitor.
Shnikes. Is there a gerbil with a wheel spinning to generate the electricity and all?
I got Gilligan riding a bamboo bicycle to provide power, so that we can talk.
Wrong, don't you think?
It does. It sounds like, you know, maybe he's doing something with Ginger.
Because Marianne would never do that.
Never. Not my Marianne, no. But the redhead would do it.
Well, you know, I made a soulless comment, but I'm not...
No soul. That's exactly where I was going with that. Right now, if Giggles is listening, she's shocked. Shocked. Deeply shocked.
What? Is she a redhead?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Yes.
She probably has a soul. She's probably okay.
I think so. Although I did make her, Chief, you'll appreciate this. I made her eyes dilate today and made her laugh uproariously. In her previous job, she managed all the licenses and technology for IBM products and Oracle. So she's familiar with the versions of Oracle and such. So right now, Oracle 19C is a current-ish version. It's not the latest, but it's close.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we're using? 12C. Yeah.
That's only 7 VAT back. That's actually pretty good for our customer.
It's because we had clients that were running Windows XP when I started there 3 years ago.
But Goon... Windows XP hasn't been viable for many, many years, certainly not just 3 years ago.
That doesn't seem to matter to the people that were using it in my office. And I had to have a version of ClearCase, our product, that could handle both XP and Windows 10 clients. And that's quite a big ask.
Yeah. You said ask.
So, I did. She didn't believe that we were doing it until my colleague confirmed it, and then she laughed uproariously. And I welcomed her to the government.
Is she new there? I mean, to the government.
I mean, pretty new. She's I guess she's been on our team for about 6 months, and we were her first assignment in the government.
Okay, so but she's new to the whole ecology.
She's new to our community, and she was a contractor like us, over with the tax people.
Oh, you mean the ones we can't say their letters because it draws them like Voldemort?
It does. It's just like demons. They hear their name and they come running.
They're the only ones who come. You don't even need the Ouija board.
Right. Right, like I just filled out my taxes and I answered question A the way you're supposed to. How much money do you have? Send it in.
There you go.
Oh, man. That's never good.
Never good.
I got to tell you guys, though, the number one fan, I think, will hold the record for a long time of the perfect year for taxes. The federal government gave her a refund of $477, and the state of Maryland took $473 of it.
Wow, so she got $4.
$4, yeah. At least it wasn't the other way around, you know.
You're keeping it pretty close there. That's a good job, number one. Yeah. Good job.
Every dollar that she kept that they didn't have to play with is just that much better for the universe.
I'm hoping my colleague liquidated some 401k retirement style money this year. Mm. And, you know, when you withdraw that, you can have them withhold money.
Mm-hmm.
And he used the same percentages that I'm going to use this year. And he's getting many thousands of dollars back because apparently he withheld too much. So I'm hoping I did as well.
Oh, very nice. What's that, sir?
I owed $1,700 and I asked how could I owe that much? And they said, I made too much. I said, but I have no, I don't claim any exemptions or anything. So it's like I'm paying the maximum amount. And yep. I still don't get it.
I'm on 00 and I'm paying I'm 00 plus $128 out of every paycheck.
I must be doing something wrong. I'm getting $3.5 billion back. I mean, if they don't give it to me, they're just going to use it to make bombs, so.
Can I get some of that?
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure. Whatever you need, just let me know.
Can I send it to you?
He would like it in small bills, preferably nickels.
I'll have Vic and Vinny deliver it.
But I didn't ask for nickels. We need certified cashiers.
Oh, okay. Well, I still have Vic and Vinny deliver it.
Hey, that's fine. That is fine. Okay.
You know, then it'll be.
Do they like Ukrainian food? Because they're going to get a lot of it.
They do like Ukrainian food. When the Siberian Express sees the size of the check, I think she'll be happy.
Yes.
Look at all the commas.
I would not have expected that. That's not what she sounds like, but no. It's the only Siberian accent I have, so it'll have to do. And it's really a Polish accent, as she explained to me. Yes. That's not a Russian accent, that's Polish. I know. It's my grandmother. Oh, and speaking of relatives, happy birthday to the Swamp Fox this past week.
Oh, we missed it. Oh shucks. Should we sing? No.
No, but I did in his Facebook post, I wrote, happy belated, apparently I can't read a calendar anymore.
Oh, poor guy. Well, we got him right there in the notes. There you are. Happy birthday, Swamp Fox.
We could one year, if you wanted, send him a barbershop quartet right to his door to serenade him. That might be fun.
I'd rather send Weird Al Yankovic with a harpsichord.
The
accordion. What did he play? Is it accordion?
Yes. Accordion.
Today is the professional's wife's birthday.
Outstanding.
Oh,
happy
wow, excellent.
Birthday.
I'm going to guess she's 29 or no older.
No, we in our family, we do not have this problem.
That's my standard guess.
Yeah, I think
my boss's wife, her birthday was on Friday and she turned 29 again.
You're turning what this year, Crutch?
Me?
Yeah, 64. You. Okay, so
in Swamp Fox is, I would be 40.
Excellent. So I'm turning 41.
There you go. Roll well and live.
Excellent. He's either 40 or 3F.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember if it's 1 or 2 years younger than me.
Oh, wow. Look at me nestled in between you two. That's kind of weird. Sorry.
That I'm uncomfortable now.
Even I'm uncomfortable. I ain't saying anything.
So yes, you didn't ask why we are on in such a state with the internet.
You know, Goon, you're absolutely right. My apologies, sir. How did this horrible, horrible circumstance fall upon you?
Well, you know my neighbors, the nice folks that live next door.
Uh-huh.
Definition of neighbor, I suppose.
Well,
are building a second garage. And in order to access that, they bought an additional show car, you know, to go to like car shows, stuff like that.
Show car.
You know what I mean?
They
have basically a his and hers car so that they can go together to these shows, and they're both really nice. And the husband, we'll call him. Do we have a nickname for him? I can't remember. Well, it doesn't matter. He bought her a nice car, hadn't planned to do it. And the garage they recently built last year isn't big enough to hold them both.
Wow. Okay.
So he decided to see if there was enough room in the back to put another garage. And there is. But there's going to have to be a driveway between our houses.
Did he get it cleared by the Homeowners Association?
We don't have a Homeowners Association. He did come over and... It's fine. He came over and he did come over and talk to me about it, which he also doesn't have to do, but he did. And I said, you know, as long as we're careful not to have the runoff like flood my basement, because my side, the service entrance is right there for State Lagoon Manor. As long as that was okay, I was fine. I mean, he's a
something went wrong.
Not his fault, not his wife's fault, although they both feel terrible and they keep like offering to do stuff. They were bulldozing the driveway today and the driver cut my internet because he told it, my wife went over and started talking to the man on the bulldozer.
Mm-hmm.
I bet that went well. Let's just say she raised her Irish. And he was, and she said he really did look shocked. And he goes, but ma'am, my manager said he took care of everything with Miss Utility.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, there are some flags up, but I don't know if they're surveyor flags because they're right on the property line.
Miss Utility uses spray paint.
They do flags too for some things.
Really?
They do both. Yes.
Yeah. And I there's not a marking where he got the cable.
Maybe they didn't know where the cable was.
I don't think his manager called him.
Oh,
I think maybe the other, I think maybe the other flags, which I only see yellow flags, that now that could be the gas line because where the flags are is about where I imagine the gas line would be.
Yes. There weren't any white flags?
No. No, what
French,
it is...
No French people then. Okay.
No, nobody surrendered now. So Hurricane said, well, okay. And then called Verizon to reactivate our jetpack. It's also called a MIFI, but when I called it that earlier, you mocked me. So I'm being careful.
Well, I thought it was when you said you had activated your MIFI, I was afraid that you had fed it after midnight or gotten it wet.
No. Those
then
are.
I realize that's a mugwai.
That's a mugwai. Yeah.
That's a mugwai.
A wagyu or something like that. Right.
Like
that's
a henway.
Oh, God.
I don't know what you're talking about anymore. I know the monster.
Wait a second. You know what a mugwai is, don't you, Chief?
Mugwai.
That's an old joke you end with. What's a... I said, because, you know, I'm from New England, and we don't pronounce things quite right. We say wicked a lot, too.
That's wicked good.
Wicked only good when lobby. You tourists are around. We do not, however, eat red chowder, because there's no such thing.
Right, no red chowder.
Okay. I still don't understand.
So yeah, they cut the cable. Hurricane called Miss Utility and said, you know, I know the damage is already done, but would you be willing to come out and mark anyway? And the guy said, I understand why you want that, but I kind of need a reason. She goes, I have an in-ground sprinkler system. I think my husband's got to be working on it. And the guy goes, that'll do, ma'am. We'll be out tomorrow.
Ah, she lies with the best of them.
I was thinking, good thinking, honey. Well good done. Call. Well done.
He's and, planting then she... way more mines.
You know. Yeah. Oh, okay. Make sure you face the correct side toward the enemy.
That's right. The side towards enemy.
It says right on the mine. So
that's the funny part.
Hey, so if they had come here, the answer would have been, you know, so I don't hit the lines when I'm burying the bodies.
Vic and Vinny have a little bit of work to do for me, so.
So that is, I don't understand. I have an affliction, as you know, mm-hmm. and someone seems way more upset and violent about it than I am, and I think it upsets them that I am not as upset.
Well, that's probably because that person loves you very much.
Well, that person needs to stop threatening all the people who are trying to help.
Oh, well, that I can't help you with.
Because we're scared of her, too.
Yeah.
It's very uncomfortable when you're sitting in an office. The person says, you know, I could kill you before you reach the door. You know, what do you say to that?
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I see we're going to have to work on our negotiation skills.
This is, I'm wondering if all this nonsense that's going on in Iran is why a certain someone had to work late nights at certain days.
We're back to that theory.
Well, I gave you, there's a reason why I gave you what I did on the true reason for what is going on in the world. And now that you have been enlightened, mm-hmm. how has your world changed?
My problem is I hear so many things from so many different sources that if I was to believe them all, I would have to believe in the multiverse.
But you do. So how is that different?
If I believed in the multiverse, I would off myself as would most people. And there's a great short story about that. Because if you really truly believe that there's millions upon millions of you out there, then you as an individual don't matter. Any decision you make is going to be made one way or the other by a million billion others of you. What's so special about you? And what you would find is if they ever actually do produce, you know, 100% proof that this is in fact a multiverse, you're going to find that a lot of folks are going to be offing themselves because it won't matter.
That is the premise. Now, when was your short story written?
I didn't write it. No, I read that short story.
Yes, when was it written? The thing that
Lord,
you read
decades ago.
Okay, how many decades?
I don't remember. I've read a lot, maybe one, maybe two. Why? When do you have a particular story?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right before.
If you have the name of it, I would probably will jog a memory. Who knows?
It was 1985. Was it that far back?
Maybe. I was a fair reader back then. Do you know the book?
It was called Crisis on Infinite Earth.
That's a comic.
Sir, that is a book.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. And guess what the premise was?
Well, what?
The premise was that nothing mattered. So the only thing that would matter is wiping out the prime source of, all the multiverses. So if you could wipe that out, you could destroy them all. And thus, that would matter, because now everyone's dead. an evil Batman known as Owlman. That was his main objective.
Okay. So I was right. It is based on the DC Comics series. The short story I'm referring to is literally just that. It's a short story where we found a way to communicate with parallel universes, and there's actually economic trade. Like, for example, there's one parallel universe that has had the nuclear war, so they've got all of this stuff that's irradiated, and another one of the universes is using it as nuclear fuel, so they're buying it and basically pillaging the one universe for all the radioactive stuff. So, But
85. Okay. That's why I asked you. I asked you who copied who.
I don't know who copied who. If I find mine, I'll let you know.
Yeah. Because I know that one. And I know, and that one stuck with me. So I think you may underestimate how vain people are. And it doesn't matter how many versions of them, they will not do anything to themselves.
I hope.
Yeah, I would think that too.
Yeah, especially in this generation, in the me generation. Now, I mean, since we're going catastrophic, which is, you know,
right,
the place that I live, in Iraq, have you been keeping up, not Iran, but Iraq, have you been keeping up with the things going on there?
No, what's happening?
What's happening in Iraq?
Did you even know?
No.
That Iraq had been, okay. So, the Iraqi government has said that the river Euphrates will be completely dry by 2040.
Well, there you go. That's it right there.
So what does that mean?
Well, I believe there's a biblical context to that, isn't there?
There is, in fact.
Look at me.
But do you know what the context is?
No, I don't.
No, that's a shame.
It has something to do with the end times, does it not?
Yes, that's easy. That should have been easy to deduce, since I was going down this grim path.
Right, I recall us talking something about this at least one time. Whether it was on the show or not, I don't remember, but that's all I remember.
Okay, so to no longer keep people in suspense,
mm-hmm.
in Revelation, it says that the river Euphrates will run dry, and the four angels that were proposed to be the ones that found the daughters of men pleasing have been imprisoned there and shall be released.
Oh, and it's only four.
They're known also by the horsemen, but when they are released, 30% of the global population vanishes.
Right.
Now, that is supposed to happen into the end times. So that's a particular path. So if we were to take they estimate that it will be bone dry in 14 years. Mm-hmm. That means that 7 years from now, things, basically the matchbox for Mission Impossible thing starts.
Dun, 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 dun. Anyway.
Yep. It's going to happen with
in my head.
So, yeah, exactly. So, I have 7 years of retirement to enjoy.
That's if you start now.
After today, that's a definite possibility.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't have a good day today. I didn't have a good day either, but at least Verizon's coming to help me with my day. They promised to be here sometime between now and never.
At least they gave options.
It's their new attempt at transparency.
Absolutely. Would you like us to get there before or after the stars burn out?
uh,
I don't think you're going to care when the stars burn out.
No, probably not.
Not so much. I don't care that the cable was cut. And besides, I have the emergency system in place and I sound okay.
Yes, the Mugwais are doing a wonderful job.
As long as Garrigan keeps pedaling that bicycle, we'll be good.
There you go. Keep going, little buddy.
That's the skipper, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but I'm encouraging Killigan.
Right. I just put Marianne in front of him. That'll encourage him.
That may distract him.
That's right. There's a good chance he might slip a pedal and fall face first into a bamboo shoot right up his nose. That would hurt.
So I should swap her out for, say, Mr. Howell?
Or Lovey.
Lovey was sweet. Come on.
Is that what you're saying?
They have a bamboo bicycle.
That's right. He's riding the bamboo bicycle.
Which, again, sounds like something we shouldn't be talking about on a family show.
That's right.
Never can tell.
I don't know.
Never can tell.
Right now, somewhere in Hollywood, Tina Louise is listening to this going, I really hate those guys.
She's the only one left.
I know.
How did that happen? Only the good die young.
I was going to say, I thought she was the youngest.
I don't know.
She's not anymore. By definition, she's the oldest. The other ones have stopped aging.
True. I don't know if she'll have lived the longest of all of them, but I think she might.
I don't know.
She's 92 and looks a lot like Feinstein did before things took a turn for the worse. So that's it.
Okay, there's an image I'm not going to be able to get out of my mind.
Yeah.
What's that?
I said someone sent me a poster of NASA's new Artemis 3 mission. Mm-hmm. It's a one-way trip to the moon.
Yeah.
And it had, did you send me that, Crutch?
No.
It had, you know, AOC, Pelosi, Swalwell.
I was thinking that you were headed down one way trip to the moon. It was Ralph Cramden punching the spaceship.
To the moon, Alice. We've lost the chief and most of the audience.
That's true.
It keeps happening.
Jackie Gleason, the Honeymooners. It was an iconic line like decades ago.
Yes, it was, and while it was funny at the time, it would not be considered funny anymore because it was a husband threatening violence on his wife.
She just wouldn't listen. What was he supposed to do?
Probably not hit her, just, you know, as a general rule and, you know, felony and all.
Well, was it a felony then?
Why,
I don't know.
Well,
that would be interesting social research to do. I mean, I'm thinking it had to be a felony, but then the other part of me goes, really? Do you really think that? You know, a lot has changed since then.
Yes, I think it should always have been a felony, but it's very possible that it was not.
That's a little scary.
Yeah. Well,
I remember drunk driving wasn't a big deal when we were growing up.
You know, back in the Renaissance or the Middle Ages, you could attach a metal frame to your wife's face because she talked too much. You know, a horrible concept, but they did it. It was like a cage around her whole head.
That must have been a European thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you talk Middle Ages, they think the European Middle Ages.
Yeah, because that did not happen in Africa or in the native lands.
Probably not.
No, there's no probably. It didn't.
All righty then.
Yeah, so there's another big thing. Have you heard that yet another scientist has gone missing working on a particular project?
object. What is up with that? I've heard several scientists have disappeared, and it's weird.
Are they all working on the same stuff?
Yeah. Yes. I know the program because I used to support it, and
really?
I know now it's down to a person that I know secondhand, and so now it's hitting closer to home.
That's too weird, dude.
Yeah, and so when asking, he's just gone. Like asking family members, "Hey, do you know what happened?" They're like, "He just didn't come back."
What?
Yeah. So it's not they can't confirm whether he's dead, but they just know where he's not, which is he never came back home.
Wow.
And I told the person who knows him directly, I was like, "Hey, man, be careful." And he goes, "Yeah, I know. They're getting rid of everyone on, you know, a particular project." And I'm like, "Bro, dang, did we not support that project?" I'm like, "Well, I've already disappeared. You're the one who could potentially be in the crosshairs." He goes, "Yeah, I know." So, you know, that
crazy.
There is another thing that happened. So, you know, I led you in with the Euphrates thing,
uh-huh,
because there's another thing that I wanted to mention. And Goon, I know that you so love, you know, takeoffs and rockets and the air in general, right?
Yes.
All right. So what is something that you would never imagine being sent to America, not America, but this planet?
Sent to us by who?
Well, we don't know.
Oh.
So.
I would guess a decipherable message.
Okay. So you now have a link. The picture should explain it, but the title of the article.
Space laser.
Lasers don't occur in nature as far as we know.
Right. So
yeah, it's not a naturally occurring kind of thing.
So they found that something was sent, and we're wondering, is this the wake up call? Now, you know, if you played Mass Effect, this is what wakes up the Reapers. But you know, since we're not in that universe,
right?
We just gotta wonder. All these things coming together, you know, the wild orange man has shut down all transportation out of the Middle East. Like, there's a lot of things happening at the same time. Once again,
quite exciting.
And the Ogryn have not produced grandkids. So, you know, this.
Oh, no.
This is out of the priority level. We're like,
another.
I'm like, this is not good.
Yeah, they've had another week. Aren't they getting, you know, what's the problem?
They should be getting to it by now.
Do we need to send them pamphlets or something? What?
War brides.
No. So there have been suggestions to have them go to the Philippines and just sit down at a mall. And that'll, in fact,
those two giants.
Yeah, that they will stick out, and them speaking to each other, people will hear English without accent. And I, you know, my sister-in-law, who is from the Philippines, first gen, said they would be swarmed.
Oh, absolutely.
They said that problem would no longer exist. They would get to choose from the land of munchkins.
Yes. You know, they're friendly folks there. I also have.
We've dropped the idea of finding a nice Polish girl.
Who, me?
So, oh. No, that's the problem with that is the this person puts mm-hmm. animals above people, and
oh, she
my son is not about that life. So
yeah, I mean it's nice to be to like to have pets and all, but you've got to put your spouse above the animals.
Yep. So that's now a no-go.
Yeah. That's easy for Chief because he doesn't like the animals he's got.
But no, the cat, the cat actually, there's an understanding. The cat. So I don't have a problem with the cat. The dog, on the other hand, the cat doesn't complain, doesn't yelp, doesn't like put their paw on you and just stare at you and say, I want.
How long are you going to be doing this sitting thing?
I was told 3 weeks. So on 2 weeks and 5 days, the confirmation email will go out. You're taking this thing back, right? And then 2 weeks and 6 days, when can I expect you? And then 2 weeks and 7 days,
there'll be a picture
outside waiting for you.
Right. Come get it or else it gets it.
But I'll leave the door open to the garage, or my little shed,
mm-hmm.
and be like, I'll put the water bowl and stuff inside there, and just say, if he makes it, great. If not, you told me 3 weeks.
Right.
This is.
Are they out of town? Or are they on a religious quest? I mean,
no. So there was an emergency. They had to go to California. The only way you go to California willingly. Because it's an emergency that they're going to pay you lots for.
Right. So they're running for governor.
You rattled off a list. I did not hear their name.
Okay.
Eric Swalwell. Oh, wait.
No.
I would not sit.
He would not sit for Swalwell's animal.
Yeah.
I forgot. He's not running anymore.
No, he's not running. He's not working. He's going to go hang with Fang Fang.
Stick a fork in him. He's done.
Yeah. The man who farted the loudest on national television.
This is a good lesson because what you're seeing is that when a particular group has no more use for you, you are excised.
Out you go.
Couldn't have happened to a nicer person.
Really. He's a sweetheart.
Apparently, no, he's not, because there's several women who say just that.
But this was known. And again, it's like this. I don't
understand. You're questioning the timing, Chief?
Yes, this is very HBO film, level stuff.
I thought you were going to say like Hallmark, because at 15 minutes before the end, there's always a great, misunderstanding. And then 5 minutes before the end, they all get back together and she marries the prince from some country where they speak English with a British accent. I'm sorry. I've watched too many of those. I'm blaming my wife.
That is how they all end. My wife does the same thing as yours. So, sorry. Hey, maybe we'll let them watch TV together. And you and I will go find some hobby we can do while they're doing that.
We don't have to be inflicted. Oh, my gosh.
Something for everybody.
They're all 2 hours long, and I tell my wife, let me know when it's 15 minutes from the end. I'll get the whole story.
So I met a trucker. I know that was a proposed hobby of yours.
Excellent.
Yeah. Now, do they have an automatic or standard?
12 gears, I think it was 16 gears. It was a lot.
Okay, they know how to drive stick then, because there was no automatics 12 years ago.
You know how to drive stick?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you don't?
No, sir. I never had the opportunity because my mom couldn't drive sticks, and my dad always bought cars with automatics.
I can teach you.
I can't find it.
I'll grind it.
That's part of the learning. I'm sorry, Chief. I interrupted you twice. I'll shut up now.
I got a stick just so my wife wouldn't borrow my car.
And you know what? Yeah, there's zero chance of your car being stolen.
The wife can drive stick, so that will work for me.
The funny thing is, so I showed my kids how to drive stick, and they were like, "Yeah, it's too much work." They knew how, they just didn't want to. And then so when I show up, when I show up and a person is like, "Yeah, but I have a stick," I'm like, "Yeah, that's not a problem." Like, "Are you sure?" And then I get in there and do something that, man, you really do. I'm like, I'm just gonna outright lie to you in the easiest way that you can prove that, that I can do this. Oh, here you go. It's like, oh my goodness. There's no bluff to call here.
Exactly.
Yep. I don't think I've ever driven something with more than six gears. I've not done a 12 speed or any of those. That would be interesting.
Yeah, neither have I. I don't know that I could do, because apparently there's, you know, you've got to put it in the way that the gears work. It's like you've got six and then you've got like upper six. I don't know. This poor woman was trying to explain it because it was a female truck driver and her legs were purple. And
purple?
Yes. When I was in a waiting and I got to meet people, and I think just being around the goon long enough, like there was charisma here, and you know, just an arrow, because every person wore them up, and they decided, hey, you look like you can hear my life story while you're waiting. I was watching Food Network, learning how to make some things that I could potentially eat in the future, and it was like, here's a horror story. And then the next person came in and they're like, yeah, my horror story is worse. And then one person came in and I was like, how are you still alive? And then the last person came in and I was like, I have zero things to complain about for the rest of my life. And the woman next to me, she was like, she leans over because she sees them going one at a time talking to me. She goes, I'm not going to say anything, but I just have a lump on my shoulder that I need checked out. In hushed tones, too. So, and I'm just sitting
like
there.
It's a secret.
Yeah, I was like, I missed all the food. But, you know, hopefully.
But you also apparently missed your calling as a priest, because everybody apparently felt need to confess to you.
I don't know that it was confession, because they were not saying they had not done anything wrong. They were just existing and bad stuff happened. There was a poor soul where he went in, he had something on his hip. So he went to the doctor and they brought out a gurney, something. And they lifted him up and then they dropped him, breaking his femur, releasing the stuff from his hip. He is now paralyzed.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was again, the stories just kept getting worse. And I was like, the person telling me was going into tears. And then I said, have you heard of this? And she goes, no. And then I showed it to her and she immediately texted her son, because they had never heard of this radical new treatment. And I said to myself, maybe all this happened so that I could be here at this time talking
to save a life,
giving information.
Way to go, dude.
You're awesome.
I hope that's what it is, because if not, this has sucked for no reason.
I hope so too.
Very much so.
I keep praying for you, brother. Every chance I get, God's probably getting tired of hearing from me.
I doubt that.
but he's going to hear from me some more.
And as me as well. And everybody's going to hear from me now because, well, we're at that point in the show where it's my job to be the killjoy. and say thank you very much for joining us once again. It's always a pleasure to have you listening to our ramblings and our rantings and our free therapy. And we love each and every one of you out there. And please come back next week. But before we go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Miss Utility. It's the law. Unless you don't call them and whack the neighbor's internet. Not Goon's neighbor's fault, but the construction manager has some splainin' to do. He will be splainin' to Goon's crack negotiation team, Vic and Vinny. Hope it goes well for him. Or not. And professional internet fixing by Verinun. We believe in transparency, so we will arrive to fix Goon's cable sometime between now and never. Isn't that lovely? And to all the ladies who received unwanted attention from former Congressman and California gubernatorial candidate Eric Swalwell, keep the attention on him so he can go back to China where he belongs. That's right, he can hang with Feng Feng.
Swimming with the Fish is produced by the Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2026, all rights reserved.